Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey there, Bark Radio listeners. Well, it's almost June, and what does June mean in our world? It means that there's something big going on in the world of Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles in Boston. And in that vein, we have with us today one of our favorite folks, Luke Robinson. Luke, welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
So, first of all, you know, I think what we always have to do, Luke, is we do have listeners who don't know you, because with any luck at all, we're getting new listeners all the time. And so if you could give everyone just a really brief rundown about what Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles is, and then segue into Boston and the big celebration.
Definitely, Dee. In 2006, I lost my dog, Malcolm, to metastatic bone cancer. So I sold my truck, put my stuff into storage, and in March of 2008, my two dogs, Hudson and Murphy, and I started walking across the country. We left Austin, Texas. We've walked through 15 states, and we're going to Boston, Massachusetts. The whole thing is Austin to Boston. So we've been on the road over 2 years, over 2,300 miles we've covered thus far. We're about 60 miles. Right now we're in Warwick, Rhode Island, and we're about 60 miles south of Boston. So we'll be there in a couple of weeks.
Man, that's so exciting.
That is awesome, yeah.
And, you know, one of the things, we're going to talk about specifics about Boston in a second, but what I got to say, Luke, one of the things I love about this that you've addressed along the way is how you and your two dogs have become a pack, that you're so close because you've been on the road so long together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's fascinating when people meet us for the first time. They get to see and witness firsthand, I mean, how we work together, how we communicate. And so much of it is nonverbal, and you know, it's just amazing that they pick up on the slightest nuances, and that's going to be a big part of the book. After the walk is finished, I'll be working on a book, and you know, it's such a great part of the walk that I want to share with as many people as possible.
I'm delighted that you're doing a book. Knew you would have to, and I can't wait to read it because, you know, in my world, relationships between dogs and their humans, you know, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Well, you know, you're right, Dee, and you know, there's so many of the stories. I mean, first of all, it's too great of a story that it has to be told. You know, so I don't really think I could not write a book. I mean, that means all of our thousands and thousands of followers all over the world. You know, I'm not getting out of writing a book. They want to hear
you
all
the
great stories.
We would all come find you, honey.
Definitely. So I certainly have an obligation. Stories that will be in the book, things that have happened with us as a pack, things that even I can't even rationalize or explain, those will be in the book. And I swear, people are going to, like, I'm going to get so many emails, people are going to go, that didn't really happen. You know, that couldn't possibly happen in the real world, because I know I think the same thing. But the funny thing is, I'm not smart enough and I'm not creative enough to make this stuff up.
Well, I think, Luke, that most of the folks who follow you know that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, I can't wait for the book. But for right now, since it's almost here, please, please tell the folks about the end run here. Tell them about Boston.
Yeah, boy, Boston, right on the horizon. It's going to be one heck of a party. That's all I've got to say. You want to be there. And on June 19th, Saturday, June 19th, the morning of around 9:30, we're going to have a memorial service at Back Bay Fens. It's a little park kind of in central Boston area, the Copley Square area of Boston. And it's going to be a beautiful service. We're going to have sort of a non-denominational service, so people who have lost either a pet or a person to cancer can come and be a part of the memorial service. It'll be really beautiful. We're going to have flowers that people can go put in one of the ponds there, and it's just going to be awesome. And from there, right after the service, we will be walking the final mile, which will be across Boylston Street, down Commonwealth Ave, across Public Garden to the Boston Common. And that will be the final mile of the walk, and the walk will end at the Boston Common. And I got to tell you, Dee and Terry, I got to tell you, we are already right now, we have people from 20 states that are coming all the way to Boston to walk that final mile with us.
That's so cool.
You've got to be so thrilled, Luke. I mean, that's just enormous that that many people from that many places are just going, I want to be there too.
Oh, it's humbling. I got to tell you, you know, guys, you know, what's even more humbling for me is that people from states that we didn't even walk through, that we've never even met, are traveling so far away, California, Missouri, Colorado, and, you know, those are states that we didn't walk through. I can understand because we've built such strong ties, we've built this great big network of people who've been touched by canine cancer along our travels. I can certainly understand, you know, those people that have, you know, pretty much shed blood, sweat, and tears with us. They've walked with us. They've had us at their houses. I can definitely understand them traveling all this way to be there for the final chapter. But it's the states that we haven't walked through. I mean, that really is very humbling.
Well, it is. And you know, it just, you've touched a chord in people, Luke, and you know that. And that's why they're going to be there. There's such an enormous love of our dogs. And so many of us have been touched by canine cancer, and that's the cord, you know, and something has to be done, and you're going to be one of the people who makes that happen, and we know that. And
right.
you've gotten people aware in the last 2 years, Luke, where we were never
aware in the past. You guys are just a great example of some of the people. We didn't watch walk through Richmond, but, I mean, you guys, we've been friends for some time now, and, you know, Terry, you and Dee both are a testament to the network we've built across the country over the past two years that we've built, and you guys are definitely a perfect testament to that. So walking the final mile is going to be huge. I mean, that's going to be it. It will end at the Boston Common, and what we have going on after that is there at the Boston Common, we'll be having a Puppy Up Festival. We'll have some vendors there. And some of the organizations. It'd basically just be a place for us to sit after the final mile and, you know, for a chance for me to talk to so many people who have traveled so far to be there, part of the events. And then something else that we just recently announced that's going to be really, really cool, I'm very excited about, is we're partnering with the National Canine – let's see if I get this right. I'm horrible with anagrams. National – canine hereditary, no, it's just a canine hereditary cancer consortium. Yeah, that's a mouthful.
It's fine.
Especially from a guy from Texas. So it's the
it did good, honey.
CHCC, the Canine Hereditary Cancer Consortium. And they got some months ago $4.2 million in funding to conduct the largest comparative oncology study ever done to date. And so basically they are looking at five of the sarcomas, hemangiosarcoma, osteosarcoma, and so on and so forth. And if your dog has cancer, it can be those five sarcomas or really any cancer, representatives from the CHCC will be there to take DNA samples, to basically do just kind of a blood draw. I think they might be doing saliva, but they're also doing blood draws. So basically, if your dog has cancer, they want to get a little sample from your dog that they can then take in their database, and they can look at the sarcomas and try to figure out why these certain types of cancers are very common in dogs but rare in people. So it's a great partnership. We're very excited. I mean, we just went live with that today. And what's really cool is I was on the phone on the conference call with them the other day, and they said, well, how many, you know, samples do you think that you guys can help us get between now and Boston? And they picked some sort of arbitrary number, and I was saying, you know what? Hey, we're two dogs, 2,000 miles. Let's get 2,000 samples. Come on.
Of course,
and
that's what you said, Luke.
You know, they stopped for a second and said, wow, that is awesome. I was like, you know, because they were, like, way lower than that. I think they've only to date actually got maybe 500 or so samples. And this is all very new. But I said, you know what, man, I'm from Texas. I mean, I think big. If we're going to do something, let's think big. Let's go for 2,000 samples because I believe there are going to be enough people that have enough people there to walk the final mile that have dogs with cancer. They're going to step up and say, you know, I want my dog to be a part of this historic study.
Absolutely.
That's going to be absolutely amazing. If they can get a reasonable amount of people volunteering for this, the information to come out of that study will just be groundbreaking.
And, Luke, it's such a big part of your dream.
That's right. So yeah, actually, you know, it's great because, you know, we always said, well, let's just get to Boston, then we can focus on the science piece of this and start looking at, you know, what studies do we want to be involved in. And this all just came together, you know, right before Boston. I was, it's just like everything else that's been so serendipitous to us. You know, it's like trail magic. It just happened right before Boston. I'm thinking, wow, what a great time for this partnership to come together, because, you know, there will be so many hundreds and hundreds of people walking the final mile with us, that what a great opportunity for them, you know, for this study, to have all those cancer dogs there. And it was meant to be. It really was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the universe got your back on that one.
Absolutely.
Did you say the universe has got my back?
Yeah, yep. The universe has got your back on that one, man.
I love it, Jerry. I love that. That's great.
Okay, so there's other stuff going on then after the Puppy Up Festival.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, as if that's not enough.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm from Texas. We don't do anything small, so we're going to have a big party all weekend long. So after the Puppy Up Festival, which will probably go to, I think, around, I don't know, 2-ish or something like that. You can find out all the information on our website, 2dogs2000miles.org. But after that, we're going to have our big celebration, kind of our charity gala, that will benefit 2 million dogs. It's going to be at the Fairmont Copley at 6:37, I think. The Fairmont Copley is this awesome, awesome hotel, this great historic hotel in Copley Square. And I got to tell you, they have you guys are going to love the hotel, because they have a mascot. Their mascot is this beautiful black lab. Her name is Katie Copley.
Cool beans, man.
And she's a famous dog in her own right, and she's got a couple of books out, and she will be there to sign autographs. So Katie Copley is going to be there that evening. We've got a ton of fun things going on Saturday night, June 19th. We've got it's going to be, you know, big dinner. We've got silent and live auctions going on with some of the wonderful things that people have donated that we've met on our journey. And then the big thing I think everybody's really excited about is I'm going to be singing and performing the Puppy Up song.
Tell me someone's recording this, Luke, so everyone who doesn't make it that night can hear you later on.
I know. I can tell you, I'm so excited, but I'm actually a little bit nervous because, you know, I'm not a singer myself, but I can hear you a little bit of a tune. And we've been working on this wonderful vet that we've met. Actually, it's a veterinary oncologist, if you can believe that, who has tremendous musical talent. His name is Dr. Joshua from Red Bank Veterinary Hospital in New Jersey. He and I have been working on the Puppy Up song now for the past month. And so we're getting to the point where we want it. And so he can't be there, unfortunately. So I'm thinking, I guess it's just got to be me.
yeah, you and the boys.
That's right, actually. Hudson will be playing the banjo, and Murphy will be on the washboard.
All right, boys. They rock. Well, here's the way I look at it, Luke. You just walked, what, 2,300 miles?
Yes, ma'am.
By God, you can belt out a song.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be just a fabulous weekend. And, you know, just what a great way to celebrate one thing and start another thing.
Yeah,
that's right. Actually, you know, it's an emotional – it's an interesting time for me because, you know, 3 years of my life, probably more than that, really is winding down. And this great grand adventure is really, you know, winding down, coming to an end. You know, I'm getting all emotional about that, but we've got so many wonderful things. Boston's going to be great. Then the launching of Boston will really be the launching of 2 million dogs in the next phase of this. For those who don't know, 2 million dogs was based on the concept that, look, if two dogs can walk 2,000 miles, we can get 2 million dogs to walk for cancer. And so we've got a great organization that's sort of come out of this, and very ambitious plans over the next couple of years. And so Boston is as much a celebration of the walk as it is a launching of 2 million dogs. And so we're very excited about that. And then after that, you know, I'll be working on the books. And, you know, it's like people always ask me, like, what are you going to do after Boston? It's like, I think I'll be busier after Boston than I was during the walk.
It sounds like it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and then we have to just put in a little plug for something that's happening next week here in Richmond. You're going to come visit with the boys, yes?
I am. I've made lots of good friends in the Richmond area. You guys, we met. We were doing an event with Fetch a Cure, this wonderful organization whose focus is sort of the treatment side of canine cancer. Great, wonderful organization. And they have their pups on parade this coming Friday. Unfortunately, I don't have the details in front of me. But we'll be back in Richmond for that event. And look forward to seeing you guys there.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And what we'll do is we will put the link up on our website for Fetch a Cure's benefit. It's at the Science Museum here in Richmond, and I believe it's from 7 to 10.
7 to 10, correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's I think it's their biggest fundraiser of the year, so we're really excited about it. And Bark Radio listeners, tune in next week or the week after or sometime soon because, I don't know, I get so confused. Anyway, because we're going to re-interview Luke there at the Science Museum as well as the folks from Fetch a Cure and anybody else who wants to talk
probably
to us.
Probably Cat Simon.
Yeah, Cat Simon. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, Luke, we're so excited you're coming to town.
We'll see you guys in a week.
Absolutely. Puppy up.
Yeah, puppy up. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.